a shocking survival story. My ex tried to kill me twice. Tiffany Mead survived her husband's brutal attack and still wasn't safe. Now she wants others to know they can escape. With one hand on the steering wheel of her purple PT Cruiser and her other hand wrapped around her throat in an attempt to slow down the bleeding, Tiffany Mead's only goal was to survive. Her estranged husband, Chris Ertman, had slit her throat and was now sitting in the passenger seat, forcing her to drive through the winding roads north of Salt Lake City while the blood poured down her chest and pooled beneath her car seat. You could hear it. Drip, 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 she says. She glanced at their youngest son, Noah, then too, sitting quietly in the back seat, and vowed to stay strong. I didn't scream because I didn't want the last thing Noah remembered of his mom was her screaming the night she was murdered. Eventually, Ertman allowed me to call 911 as long as she agreed to reconcile with him and tell dispatchers that she had tried to kill herself. When she later told first responders the real story that Ertman had attacked her when she met with him to discuss child support for Noah and the other son, Wyatt, who was 3, Ertman was charged with attempted murder. I felt relieved, she says, of that night in July 2013. I thought, if I'm not safe while Chris was in jail, I'm never going to be safe again. It would turn out to be an eerie premonition. Ertman's determination to kill Mead is featured in an upcoming episode of Oxygen's new true crime series, Murder for Hire, premiering April 7th. Despite being behind bars, Ertman, now 31, would persuade a fellow inmate to pose as a friend of Mead and write a letter to a judge claiming Mead actually had tried to kill herself. Even after that ploy was uncovered, Ertman was relentless, trying to hire multiple people, including an undercover police officer, to carry out a hit on his ex-wife. In 2014, Ertman pleaded no contest to one count of criminal solicitation to commit aggravated murder and one count of aggravated assault. I'd never seen anything like this, says Davis County Sheriff Department Captain Jennifer Daly. Tiffany is a shining example of someone who can survive the unthinkable. Today, Mead, 28, gets strength from her sons, Noah and Wyatt, who are now 8 and 9, and her new husband, Matt, who calls her Wonder Woman for her superhero bravery. She is so resilient and so strong, he says, though he admits he knows she still struggles. The healing process is very much ongoing. Sometimes, Mead says, she's hit with new fears as she looks back on what she endured at the hands of her ex. I'm mad at Chris that he thought the only thing he could do was kill me, she says. He just couldn't let it go. People break up all the time, and most of these people don't go on to kill each other because they can't give it up. She hasn't yet decided how much of the story she will share with her sons, who, she says, haven't yet asked much about the scar that is her constant reminder of that horrific night. If I could wear turtlenecks every day, I would, Mead says. Every time people ask me what happened, I don't know what to say. People want to believe that stuff like this doesn't happen, but it does. It's a truth she wants women everywhere to understand, along with the fact that there's help out there. I want people to realize they can leave a violent relationship, she says. I want them to know this can happen to anyone.